Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The garden is blooming and bright, so grab a blanket and come for a picnic. You may make reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and if you come on the weekends, get your picnic at Dottie's. As you enter the parking lot, the iridescent flowers of the Echinopsis cactus are showing off some wonderful color. These cactus bloom in reds and coral colors and with an almost shimmering color of purple at the petal ends. Echinopsis, or sea urchin cactus, are native to South America and will grow happily with little water and poor sandy soil. There are more inside in the cactus collection. Also in the parking lot is a lovely young ginkgo tree. The ginkgo trees show up in fossil history as far back as 290 million years ago. This is the last member of the family to be represented in modern gardening. A tree prized for the sparkling yellow fall color, they are long-living, with some trees in China dated at 2,500 years old. There are more mature trees located inside the garden on the right-hand side across from the turn on Tram Road toward Hidden Meadow. Walking into the garden through the atrium, you can turn to the right just past administration and will be in the Japanese garden and koi pond. At the koi pond, you'll see the azaleas are still going strong and the golden breath of heaven is a great backdrop. Also beginning to bloom is the Japanese water iris planted around the pond. This plant loves the boggy conditions found there and gives a dramatic height to the plantings around the pond. Wandering away from the pond and into the fuchsia collection will give you a good look at the plants as they prepare for blooming. They were hard pruned a number of weeks ago, and you can see the hybrid fuchsia reflexa with its tiny hot pink blooms, and the species Bravolobus, another pink flower but much larger, is beginning to bloom as it grows over the archway. If you look at the hanging basket of the fuchsia sunray right behind you with its variegated foliage, you see that some fuchsias are beautiful even when they're not blooming. At the end of the walk is a wonderful salmon-colored fuchsia flower on a sturdy upright plant. Just outside the shade structure is a Catalina cherry blooming. Just to your left is the big patch of Deakea. Keep your eye on them as this bromeliad is sending up a forest of flower spikes, and because this bromeliad will rebloom, it just gets better and better. As you leave the Japanese garden, you'll notice that a few areas of the garden are closed off due to rain damage or so they can be readied for the next season. The children's garden, the lower meadow, and some of the walkways in the cactus collection are closed. But you can still enjoy the look of these garden areas from the main walkways, and you can see the wonderful Chinese fringe trees of the lower meadow are blooming wildly right now. But if this is your usual go-to for a picnic area, try walking out Tram Road to Sakura Meadow, where the lovely oak trees give the meadow a shady glade feeling, and there's plenty of grassy areas for the kids to run and play. There are California oaks, bur oaks, and pin oaks in the meadow, and an intriguing sculpture by Peter Volkos named Firestone. It's on long-term loan to the garden from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. If you continue along Tram Road toward Phoebe's Meadow, you'll walk past the giant Chilean puya that's blooming right now, but keep looking to your left as there's a second patch of a different member of the puya family that's sending up a flower spike, so we'll be treated to another puya this season. Then continuing along Tram Road, you'll see there are some early lilacs blooming. The hauntingly sweet scent of the lilac is one of springtime's most treasured perfumes. You can see the Angel Wings White and the Descanso Hybrid Lavender Lily are showing off fountains of blooms. These are known as low-chill lilacs because they don't require the severe winter cold to produce wonderful blooms. They can be used as specimen plants or massed together to form a hedge. As you make your way round the garden, you'll see the crabapple espalier that marks the rare fruit orchard is blooming, then notice the red valerian and the nasturtium blooming, while the loquat cherry fruit is ripening. Also in bloom are the pyracantha bushes that form the walls along parts of the tram road. If you get up to the aloe collection under the pine tree, there's a patch of really lovely forest lilies that are blooming. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.